Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Today is President's Day, and to talk a little more about that, we bring in the Senior Curator of Museum Collections at the Virginia Museum of History and Culture, Bill Rasmussen. Bill, good morning. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. Good morning.
So, go ahead.
I appreciate the music. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. So, it's interesting. Let's start here. I want to talk about the presidents from Virginia. But first of all, so today's President's Day, and for the younger generation, that's just, hey, it's third Monday in February. But tell us a little bit about the history of President's Day and how it came to be.
I'm glad to, but I've got to correct everyone. It's officially George Washington's birthday. That's the federal holiday, and the state of Virginia has named it George Washington's birthday. And the confusion is that the states can do what they want to do, and half of the states have named it President's Day, many of them because they also wanted to honor Abraham Lincoln, whose birthday was February 12th, and by calling it President's Day, they can honor both Washington and Lincoln. But, you know, there are only 10 federal holidays, and they're also ingrained in our life that we don't think about it much. But it's Christmas and New Year's and the 4th of July and Thanksgiving and Memorial Day and Labor Day and Veterans Day. And then three of them are named for people: Martin Luther King Day, George Washington's birthday, and Columbus Day. And George Washington's birthday was established in 1879 by the president then, Rutherford B. Hayes. And no president or Congress has ever overturned that. So it's still officially George Washington's birthday. And in the state of Virginia, it has been decided to be called George Washington's birthday.
Now, there was a time where the holiday was actually George Washington's birthday, February 22nd.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Congress did pass an act in 1971. It's called the Monday Holiday Law, or it's also called the Uniform Federal Housing Act, and they decided if they moved all these holidays that could be moved, the federal holidays that could be moved to a Monday, that would give people a long 3-day weekend that they could enjoy. It would also be good for the economy, as it is evident from all the sales that are going on, and that proved to be true. So it's always the third Monday since 1971. It's the third Monday in February, and as a result, it never falls on his birthday. It's never on February 22nd.
That's right, because it can't be. The 21st right. Is as close as it would get. We're talking to Bill. Go ahead. Sorry.
No. Let's go ahead. You go ahead.
I was just going to say, we're talking to Bill Rasmussen, Senior Curator of Museum Collections at the Virginia Museum of History and Culture. So that's the history of this holiday. And, you know, George Washington, obviously, one of the presidents that's from Virginia. And we got off to a great start. If I remember correctly, we had four of the first five, and then only a handful since, and none in the last 100 years, right?
That's right. We had, Washington, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, and then we had William Henry Harrison and John Tyler, both born in Charles City County, and Zachary Taylor, born in Orange County, and then Woodrow Wilson, born in Stanton.
So that's eight, and we still have the most, right?
We still have the most, but we got the most revered of them all in George Washington. So since it's George Washington's, I should give you the history of that as to why he's so revered.
Okay.
He won independence. Without him, it probably wouldn't have happened. And then he resigned. He gave up power. Everyone said he could have been king. At that point, he was the most famous man in the world. He retired to his farm. He was called back to be president. He didn't want to be president, but he knew the nation needed him because he was just about the only person that everybody trusted. And he wanted to retire after his first presidency, but they still needed him, so he did a second presidency. And then when he died, people realized he was irreplaceable. And his reputation rose even after he died. And throughout the 1800s, there were innumerable paintings and sculptures made of him, books written about him. The Washington Monument was created. And then the holiday was established in 1879.
Wow.
So
obviously,
so he has a right. Yeah, he has a right to be. We should be revering George Washington.
Yeah, no kidding. Every time we think about being free, he should be one of the names that comes to mind. Now, of course, tell me a little bit at the museum. What kind of artifacts do we have for Virginia's presidents that people can check out that are very interesting?
Oh, they should come, because in our permanent exhibition, Star of Virginia, we have a number of letters. You know, we have 9 million manuscripts, so inevitably we'll have a lot of things. But the historical, the museum was established in 1831 as the Virginia Historical Society, and the reason that happened was that people were worried then that Virginia was losing its prominence because Monroe had retired, and there were no more Virginia presidents. And so they decided they better save all the materials they could so that people would not forget the great accomplishments of Virginians, of the early Virginians, of the founding fathers. And so we have a lot of things that are worth coming to see. And they're always on view because we have a permanent exhibition called The Story of Virginia.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for the time and for the great insight. And happy George Washington Day to you.
Thank you very much.
That's Bill Rasmussen, Senior Curator of Museum Collections at the Virginia Museum of History and Culture.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.